Yesterday, when the privately financed Spaceship One soared 69 miles into space and then glided safely back to Earth, viewers around the world could track live video of the journey thanks to technology from a high school. The private Dexter and Southfield schools in Brookline, Massachusetts, are home to the Clay Center Observatory, and it was their mobile observatory that was on the ground in the Mojave Desert, telescopes providing images of Spaceship One all the way up and all the way down. Ron Dantowitz directs the observatory. He's just finished dismantling the mobile unit in the Mojave Desert, and he joins us now. Mr. Dantowitz, can you describe these telescopes and how they work?
Well, we actually have six telescopes on one mount, all pointed in the same direction. There are wide-angle, wide-field telescopes, and then narrow-field, high-power telescopes. What we do is we point our group of telescopes, our cluster, at an area in the sky where there's something of interest, whether it's the space shuttle or a Spaceship One or a bird or an airplane or of some kind, and the computer automatically detects the object on the camera that's connected to the wide-field telescope, and it automatically locks onto it and starts driving the telescope along with that bird or space shuttle or airplane. And it works very quickly and very accurately. So once you lock onto an object, you can take your hands off the telescope, you can take your hands off the computer, and the object stays centered in the field of view of the cameras.
Now, what was the hardest part technically in terms of getting these images? What was the thing that you were really fearful might not work?
Well, we've been testing the system for almost a decade now. This was easily the most challenging object. It's much more difficult than an airplane or a space shuttle because it moves very fast. And, for example, we don't know which way it's going to go because if the pilot hits the rudder pedal and turns suddenly, we have to be able to go ahead and follow that on the fly. Technically, the most difficult thing is actually keeping locked on it. If you lose it for a moment, it can be gone very quickly. So we're looking at something with extremely high magnification, which means that our field of view is really very tiny, and this thing is moving very fast. It's like trying to focus on a bullet as it whizzes past you. It's extremely difficult to do.
And then somehow, explain this to me, those images that are coming through the telescope get streamed and people can watch them on their television, watch them on their computer at home. How does that happen?
Well, we have the ability to video record anything we see in the telescope with very high resolution. But simply going out to this historic event, videotaping it, and coming home to show our families really doesn't do much for the general good. We wanted to get this to as many people as possible. So we set up a satellite feed, and we sent the image up to a satellite where it was downloaded by many of the major networks and local affiliates around the world so that as many people as possible could be looking through our telescope. I just received two calls this morning that estimated the number of people that saw this footage through our telescope is around 1 billion with a B.
Now, did those networks pay for the right to use that footage?
The school was approached to sell the footage at a very large sum. We decided, though, that it was in the greater good to provide it to everyone for free in the hopes that as many people as possible could see this historic event. It really isn't in our greater interest to go out and try to do this wonderful educational thing and then end up in somebody's pocket. We want to do this and do it right, and as a result, not only did our students at Dexter and Southfield get to see this live, but so many people got to see something that otherwise would have been just an abstraction.
Well, Mr. Dantowitz, thanks for talking with us today. Well,
thank you.
Ron Dantowitz, talking with us from Lancaster, California. He directs the Clay Center Observatory at Dexter and Southfield Schools in Brookline, Massachusetts, which provided the live images of yesterday's flight of Spaceship One.